lawyers for the Danvers teenager convicted yesterday of killing his high school math teacher are due in a Boston courtroom this morning. It's because Philip Chisholm is also accused of attacking a youth detention center worker last year while awaiting trial. A Salem jury convicted Chisholm yesterday for the rape and murder of teacher Colleen Ritzer. WBUR's David Boeri reports that jurors did not accept the insanity defense used by Chisholm's lawyers.
You, upon your oath, do say that the defendant, Philip Chisholm, is guilty.
Verdict number one, guilty of murder in the first degree, on the theory of deliberate premeditation and extreme atrocity and cruelty.
So say you, Mr. Foreman?
Yes.
So say you, all members of the jury?
Yes.
It brought no reaction from the tall, still adolescent defendant, but his attorney called for a poll of the jurors.
Juror number two, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Now each one of them stood.
Juror number three?
Guilty.
Eight men and four women, none of them looking at Chisholm.
Guilty. Thank you.
Guilty.
Their voices clear, they rejected the theory that Philip Chisholm was mentally ill when he strangled and slashed his teacher with a box cutter at Danvers High School. He was, they determined, criminally responsible for his actions, his claims of following hallucinatory commands notwithstanding. Responsible, too, for the aggravated rape of Colleen Ritzer in the girls' room. She was just 24, and Chisholm was only 14.
What say you of the defendant, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Jurors found him guilty, too, of armed robbery. But on a second charge of aggravated rape, this one in the woods near the high school...
Not guilty.
The defense had argued the teacher was already dead by that point. So as terrible as Chisholm's actions were, they did not fit the criminal standard of rape. After the verdicts, the defense did not comment. The district attorney was somber. So, too, the family of Colleen Ritzer. Here's her father, Tom.
This guilty verdict, while the beginning of justice for Colleen, is certainly no cause for celebration, as there can never be true justice for the crime committed.
Chisholm's mother said nothing as she left the courthouse, for the first time by way of the front door, a deliberate decision. Her son faces three possible sentences of life imprisonment. But recently, rulings by the U.S. Supreme Court and the highest court in Massachusetts have eliminated the sentence of life without the possibility of parole for juveniles. For Chisholm, eligibility could come after 15 to 25 years. He won't be sentenced until January at the earliest. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.